Everybody has different reasons for wanting to homeschool their kids. Some moms bring their kids home because they're getting bullied. Some moms because they're failing in their traditional school system. Some moms bring their kids home because it was never on their hearts to send them away in the first place, but they felt pressured. Some moms decide before they ever send their kids to school that they are going to homeschool them and be able to have their hand in more of their kids' lives. Some moms don't like the public school system at all, and some moms just want to be more involved in their children's day-to-day and their education. Some moms do it because they're able to pick the curriculum that best suits their family values and their kids' learning style. There are 100 different reasons moms decide to go on this homeschool journey, and a lot of times it's more than just one. A lot of times we do it for multiple reasons, or maybe you resonate with all of the reasons. Today we are diving into why I decided to homeschool my kiddos. This will be a great episode to get to know me a little bit better. I hope you guys enjoy it. Let's jump into it. Do you want to homeschool your kids, but fear is holding you back? Have you already committed to homeschooling, but you want validation that you made the right choice? Do you want to work from home, but you aren't sure you can do it all? How would it feel to walk confidently in your homeschool journey, knowing you're doing what's best for your family? If you are worried that you won't be able to juggle working from home with kiddos running around, I'm here to show you what's possible and how to do it in a way that feels good to both you and your family. Hey guys, I'm Jolie Gregerson, wife, mom to three young kiddos, coffee lover, and entrepreneur. And I want to show you the freedom that comes from homeschooling without being chained down by traditional public school and work schedules. I never want a mom to not pursue homeschooling because of overwhelm, confusion, and lack of support, which is where this podcast comes in. No matter what point in your homeschool journey you're on, you're in the right place. So grab a coffee and let's jump in. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the podcast, guys. I am so excited to have you here. I just want to let you guys know that I am working on some really cool things behind the scenes and just really planning out all that I want this brand to be. I have huge goals for Find Freedom Homeschooling, and I cannot wait till I can tell you guys about it and open the lists for the things I am thinking about creating. And I just also wanted to say that if you guys are liking Find Freedom Homeschooling, I know that I recently did a rebrand from Naptime Business Moms. I know I have some OGs here who are still supporting me. But if you guys are so far enjoying Find Freedom Homeschooling and where this is going to be going, please leave me a review and let me know that. Reading the reviews from you guys is such a boost of encouragement. It really keeps me going. I know I'm on the right track when I get live feedback from my listeners. So if you guys wouldn't mind, if you could take a second out of your day and just leave me a review on whatever platform you're listening on, preferably Apple Podcasts, but whatever platform you're listening on, that's totally okay. I would so appreciate it, and it would really let me know that I am on the right track. I hope you guys had an amazing weekend. We had a great weekend here. It was warm out. I was working on kind of designing and sketching out and actually putting the rock barrier for my gardens. We recently built our house about 3 years ago. And so this is the first year that I feel like we are established enough here to start really doing kind of the landscaping type stuff. We also have a horse ranch, and a lot of our funding has been going into the horse ranch side. And this is the first year that I was like, okay, We actually had a tragic loss this winter. I lost my best horse, my favorite horse, and so I had to buy a younger horse to replace her, and I'm not going to break her to ride till next year. And so this is kind of a down year for me as far as riding horses goes. And so I'm really using it to focus on my landscaping, getting my vegetable gardens going, just those slow living type things that bring me a lot of joy, and focusing on my business. Horse riding and my horse ranch is a big part of my life. And I think, as tragic as it was, the circumstances of this winter losing my best horse, my favorite horse on the planet that I've ever owned, it was really tragic. But I like to look for the silver lining in it, and maybe it was God making me focus on my business, because this is going to be the year I am completely dedicated to my business, rather than usually going into summer, I would be splitting time between my horse ranch and my business. And I was like, you know what, maybe this is God saying, give this all you've got, because he's got something big planned for me. And so that's where I'm at here. I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. I hope it was just what you needed, and that you guys have an amazing week too. Okay, so jumping right into the episode, and it is why I am choosing to homeschool my kiddos. And I want to start off by saying, whenever I am giving reasons on why I am choosing homeschooling, or throughout this podcast, I will be sharing pros of homeschooling, it doesn't mean I'm throwing shade at the public school. To each their own, I believe that everyone wants to do what is best for their family. And so I am not going to be the person that is hating on the public school system and constantly putting them down, saying that they're the devil. You know who I'm talking about. Like the really, really diehards. I'm not going to do that. I know plenty of people who had great experiences in the public school. My husband was public schooled and he had a wonderful experience. I was homeschooled. And so we're lucky to have had both those perspectives. And I also have quite a few family members who are teachers themselves, and they are great teachers. And so truly, no shade to public school. When I am giving my reasons, it's because it's what was best for my family and my core beliefs. But it's not saying that you are ruining your kid if you do different. It's just personal choice. Just like anything in parenthood, there's going to be people that say you should do it this way or the other way, and that's totally fine. We are all individual families, we are all individual people, and we should all do what we think is best for us and our family. So when I am saying that I chose to homeschool because of X, Y, and Z, it's not saying it's my way or the highway, or that any other way is terrible and you're ruining your kid if you're doing it that way. I am just going to be giving my reasons on why I'm choosing to homeschool. Yes, some of them involve that I don't want certain aspects of the public school, but a lot of it is just the lifestyle I want to live with my kids and the childhood I want for them. And so I just wanted to throw that disclaimer in there. No hate, whatever part in your journey you're on, but this is my journey and this is my story. So reason number one I am deciding to homeschool my kids is because I was homeschooled and I had a great experience. I was born and raised on a big 250-acre farm in eastern Washington, grew up very slow living type, but my parents did allow us to do all of the sports. We were a big sports family. I did all the sports growing up, and I loved it. Sports were my sister and I's passion. We were also allowed to do 4-H and all of that type stuff. And I'll probably go into it in another episode, but I had a great experience there. I still had all of my friends in my friend circles, and I feel like I got the best of both worlds because I missed out on all of the daily drama that was happening in the school, but we still got to see our friends every day. But whenever we showed up at practice, everyone was ready to practice. And so we got to hang out with everyone, but without all of the cliquey school drama. And so I feel like we got the best of both worlds because in our school life, usually that would look like waking up in the morning, getting our school done really fast, and then we would spend the majority of our day out on the farm, whether it be working, building fence with my dad, milking our cow, whatever it is. We're just playing in the creeks on the property. We were out playing, and then we would come in and we'd go to our sports practice, and we loved it. It was truly amazing, and I feel like I didn't appreciate it fully when I was a kid. But now looking back, I was like, wow, that's exactly what I'm trying to replicate here, because we pretty much had a homestead. We raised all of our own beef. My mom had a big vegetable garden. We had our own orchards. We raised our own pork, like all of the things. We even milked our own cows for years. It was like very sustainable, self-sufficient, homesteady type vibes, but we were still able to be very involved in the school system through sports. And so I loved that. If my kids choose to do that, that would be totally fine with me. If they choose not to do sports at all, also totally fine. They are individuals. But that is one of the reasons I am homeschooling, is I loved that experience. And I will try to, my daughter is already showing, my oldest daughter, tons of interest in sports. She always wants to do the sports, and so I probably will enroll her in sports, and she'll have those connections through the schools, and we live in a small town, so you get to know the kids and just have that peer group. And so as long as she continues to enjoy that, we will continue to support her in that. But a big reason I chose to homeschool is I absolutely loved my homeschool experience. Another reason I am choosing to homeschool is because of the childhood aspect. When you are at home without all of the peer pressures constantly, and you are able to enjoy play, you don't have to grow up so fast, right? When they go into school in the public school system, it's a lot of being told to sit down at a desk. I know my husband actually got in trouble a lot for trying to socialize too much in class. So I think in some ways it's comical that a big argument against homeschooling is the socialization aspect. And it's like, well, my husband's biggest problem was trying to socialize in school too much. And it would make the teachers mad. And so that's funny. And that'll be a whole another episode. But anyway, it just really forces you to grow up fast. Because if you actually do the research on why the school system hours are the way they are and the intent behind the first person who invented it, it was to line up with factory workers' schedules. And I'll also do an entire podcast episode on this, but his goal was to A, train the youth to kind of be on the same schedule as a factory worker, because he wanted to create more factory workers, and B, to kind of make it a daycare so the parents could work in the factory worker or work in the factories while their kids are at school being babysat. And so if you really look at the history behind that, and then I will do an entire episode on just this topic, on how the public school was kind of founded. But the gist of it is it was really just kind of priming kids for their adult life, which obviously some people are like, oh, well, that's great. Like, obviously that's the purpose of public school, is that it is, you know, setting our kids up for success in their adult life. Well, you don't have to be sitting at a desk for 8 hours a day in order to be prepped for that. And I feel like homeschoolers everywhere are proof of that. My sister and I are proof of that. We were homeschooled. We would only do school like 2 hours a day and then spend the rest of the day playing and just using our imagination or pursuing our passions and researching what interests us, or doing whatever was important to us at the time, but we were free to do it. Or we were doing work on the farm. Whatever it be, we only did school for like 2 hours a day. And we always wondered, okay, is this going to affect us in adult life? Because that is a big argument a lot of people make, is that the homeschoolers aren't going to be prepared for the real world. So we were a little bit worried about that. But going into college, we did great. And that was managing the collegiate athlete schedule, which is way more intense because not only are you managing a full packed schedule of daily practices, lifts, traveling for sports all across the nation, all of the things, and you're managing your academics, and you're managing going into college and having a ton of friends and the normal things that come with college. I mean, it's a great time. But we did great. And then going into the work world, we were always told that we were some of the best employees because we were so trainable. We were so kind. We had such strong work ethic. And so even though we only did a couple hours of school a day, and sometimes we would just get ahead in our schoolwork and then take some days off. We were also allowed to do that. My parents allowed us that flexibility. As long as we were getting our lessons done and learning, then we had that freedom. And we were always like, is this going to affect us in the real world? It didn't. And if anything, I would say we have a leg up going into the workforce because we have different skill sets. And contrary to popular belief, homeschool kids actually are well adjusted usually going into the normal world because they're not just stuck in a room with peers their age. They're interacting with people of all ages, which is a lot more like the real world, right? When else besides school are you trapped in a room with just people your age? Literally never. When I went into the work field, then some of my best friends were almost double my age. Age is just a number. It's not the reality that you're going to be with people your age all the time in the real world. And so in that sense, homeschooling actually prepped us better for that because we hung out with adults and interacted with adults or younger kids like our younger siblings or my older sister and her friends, but just all of the different age groups more. So that's a big one on the reason I am homeschooling. It's to preserve their childhood, to allow them the freedom to just play and get their schoolwork done and then pursue their passions and not just be trapped in a room learning, sitting at a desk, being told, okay, this is your childhood. For most of the year, you are sitting at a desk for 8 hours a day. And then, sure, we'll give you a couple months in the summer, and then it's back to work, and that's your entire childhood. I just didn't want that for my kids. I didn't have that growing up, and I feel so blessed from it, and I really cherish all my childhood memories and my experiences, and so I want that for my kids as well, and I truly, truly, truly believe you can have the same education in just a couple hours a day as public school kids are getting sitting at a desk all day long. So that is a big one. Another big one is being able to choose your own style and curriculum. Because I don't know if you guys have seen the state of the public school system, but it is getting pretty crazy what is allowed in there and some of the things that they are pitching to teach our children. I'm just like, man, I don't want to get going on it too much because I know everyone has their own opinions about the things, but a big one is kind of just being able to pick my own curriculum, being able to pick a Christian curriculum if we choose, being able to change curriculum if it is not matching up with my child's learning style, rather than them being like, okay, this is what you're learning. If you don't resonate with it, or don't understand it, sorry, you're just going to get a worse grade. Instead, I would like to make sure it is resonating and working for each of my children and not being scared to make changes if it isn't. But having the freedom to choose Choose the curriculum, choose your style. That's a big one too. That's a big reason I am choosing to homeschool. And the last point I am going to make, but certainly not the least, is, well, actually I have two more. One of them is that homeschool kids tend to, I need to find the study that they did this, but homeschool kids tend to be much closer to their siblings and their family. And it's because you're spending more time with them. You become more like the people who you hang out with. It's a proven fact. And that's why people always tell you to surround yourself with people you want to be like, because you're going to start to become more like them just by hanging out with them. So I would rather be the prime example of the person my kids are hanging out with and starting to be more like. And my husband and my siblings and my friends that have similar values and my grandparents and my aunts and uncles, like all of these people that are such great people that I would love for my children to learn from and pick up on things that they do and characteristic, like learn some of their character traits. That's what I want for my kids. I don't want the people who are having the biggest influence on them to be their peers who are still trying to figure out who they are. So that's a big one, is that it tends to make a closer knit family. And I'm not saying just lock your kids in your house and make the only people they hang out with family. Absolutely not. My parents didn't do that, and that is not my plan. But I don't want to, my goal as a mother isn't to be only seeing my kid for 2 hours before they go to bed. So dropping them off in the morning in a big rush and then picking them up from school, by the time you get home, you get dinner cooked, and you actually hang out with them, it's pretty much time for them to start their homework, which, what a crock that kids spend 8 hours in school and still have homework. They literally want their entire day to be about school. Like, what kind of childhood is that? Just don't get me going on it. But by the time they do their homework, how much time do you actually have with your kid before they have to go to sleep in preparation for the next day? And then if you do add in sports, like if they are in extracurricular activities, then take more time away, because then you are not getting them till after sports practice. It's just a whole thing. But keeping the family unit really tight, it's a big one. Another reason, and last but not least, is the time freedom. The freedom that comes with homeschooling. I think I'll do another podcast episode. I just decided on kind of the style I'm going to try to make our homeschool around and our experience around. But I just want the freedom of homeschooling. I can wake up slow with my kids. I can make them a breakfast. We can just get in our rhythm, but it's not rushed. Because I feel like in today's world, everything is rushed. And we are just running from one thing to the next. And that's just our entire life. That's just their entire childhood, is running around from one thing to the next. It's always being ushered into the car so we're not late for school. And then having to sit at a desk all day and kind of being ordered around all day at school, right? You are like on your schedules of, you have to be sitting at a desk at this time. Okay, now you can go get your wiggles out for half an hour a day during recess and then come back in, and it's back to our schedule. And so they're just kind of being ushered around all day long from the minute they wake up to the minute they go to bed. And that's not what I want for my kids. I want a slower life. I want our days to be more peaceful, to be more intentional, to just have a nice rhythm to it that isn't structured around the rush, the rushing around that is so prominent in today's culture and society. And so that is a big one, is I want the freedom from homeschooling and the time freedom too, right? The freedom to not be on the public school schedule. And I know in some ways that sounds more freeing. Like, yes, as a mom, especially as an entrepreneur mom who works from home, It would actually be pretty nice sometimes to just drop my kids at the public school and have the entire day to myself. Like, not gonna lie, my kids are really young right now. They're toddlers, and my 6-month-old is going through a sleep regression, so I am team no sleep. And so even thinking about having a day to myself in the peace and quiet with nothing to do, that sounds magical. And I daydream about it sometimes. But when you think about that being their childhood, to me, it just, it's so worth it to make the sacrifice to keep my kids at home. That way they can have a childhood, because you only get one childhood. And then whether you like it or not, you're into adulthood and you have to do adult things. Otherwise, you're going to be homeless or bump on the log and really struggling in life. So at one point, you are really going to have to adult. But they don't have to do that as kids. You can have a slow childhood where you can play and explore and pursue interests and really find who you are without the pressure from other peers who are also trying to find who they are. And like I said, peers are really important. I'm not saying keep them away from peers, but when their only interaction is stuck in a room with other kids their age and that's just their all day, every day, I just feel like there's more to a childhood than that. And that is what I want for my kids, is also the freedom, the time freedom, the freedom to cultivate the childhood I want for my kids. That is the biggest reason I am homeschooling. And on the tough days when I am still trying to figure it all out and I'm exhausted, I just think about those reasons and that is all I need. And I just tell myself, this is their childhood and they only get one. And it is already going so fast. And so I am just really excited about the homeschool journey, being able to draw on my experiences being homeschooled, but also all of the research I have done surrounding the entirety of the homeschool space. I'm a huge researcher. And since I knew that I was going to be choosing this path for my family, I have dumped so much time and energy into the knowledge in this space, which is the resources I am going to be trying to give to you guys to make your path easier and to share both my past homeschool experiences and my future challenges and experiences in my own motherhood homeschool journey. And I'm really excited to take you guys along on the ride and just share and pour into you guys. That way you guys can pour into your families as well. Like I said, I never want a mom to not homeschool because of confusion, overwhelm, and lack of support, which is where this podcast comes in. I am so excited to have you guys here, and I cannot wait for everything that Find Freedom Homeschooling will be. I hope you guys are excited. Big things coming. I hope you enjoyed this episode and getting to know a few of the reasons on why I personally decided to homeschool my kids, or my top reasons why. I will see you guys in the next one. Bye-bye. Okay, you guys, that's it for today's episode. I hope this filled you with encouragement or equipped you with the knowledge to move forward confidently in your homeschool journey. The best way you can show your support is by leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. This expands my reach and allows me to impact more moms who need the encouragement in their own homeschool journey. Also, sharing this with all your homeschool mom friends out there. My goal is to make Find Freedom Homeschooling the number one podcast for Christian homeschool moms, and I need your help to do it. I'll see you guys in the next episode.